001 or WMNF.org. Put into your search bar Sunday Forum. So you can go straight to our page, go to the tip jar, and make your donation. So we have, again, Virginia in the Free Fall, and I talked about those remembrances that we are going to hear. But you know another thing that I think is going to happen with all this blackface coming up? You know, there are a lot of white people who I believe are sweating now, because we've had actually a lot of other blackface incidences that have come to light, okay? So one, Jimmy Kimmel as Karl Malone. Oh, yes. Completely covered. Look, Lola's right on her phone. Completely covered. And with a, you know, an affected, quote, black accent. Yes.
When Jimmy did this Kimmel.
I think it was maybe about 10 or so years ago, or I'm not sure exactly of the time, but it would have been, I would assume it was when Karl Malone would have been doing something. Actually, I guess it would have been more than that, but Karl Malone, yeah, from the Utah Jazz, basketball player, professional basketball player. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel is in, we are at 665. Yes, we need 2335. We have 2335 to go. Jimmy Kimmel is dressed up in blackface, okay, as Karl Malone. You had Joy Behar, or however you pronounce it, from The View. She was a, quote, beautiful African woman for Halloween. Now, she said she darkened her, like, it wasn't like an obvious
thing.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. But she said, you know, I put some makeup on, so as to darken my skin. And how many black people dress up as just a beautiful European woman? Or a generic, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, how come we're not doing this? You know?
Right.
I mean, Africa's a continent. With, like, what, 56 countries, okay? So this kind of generic, patronizing, you know, dehumanizing, you know, act, putting aside just the blackface itself, but even in these descriptions, you know, that you think this is funny, I think there are a lot of people who did things like this. And I think what's going to happen is that they're going to try to reframe the narrative about blackface, because there are going to be too many people who, you know, whatever, 80s, 90s, we see that even today, right? You know, people dressing up as black people. There was somebody, I forgot who it was. I think it was Ellen. But anyway, she like dresses Little Kim or something, and you could tell that she was still Little Kim without her having to paint her skin.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There are other ways you can indicate that you're Michael Jackson or Curtis Blow or whatever without resorting to blackface. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Or go to WMNF.org. You are listening to 88.5 Kyle Wright and the Fourth Estate on the Sunday Forum. Go ahead, Lo.
My thought is that it's the interesting, like, psychology about it, though. Because you're right. You know, black people don't dress up as white people and do white face, even though that's technically not a real term.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to use it in comparison. So, you know, what's the psychology behind someone of a race that is deemed, you know, has hegemony, you know, supremacy and so forth, dressing to a class, you know, that's supposed to be under them, that's supposed to be inferior, you know.
That they oppress.
That they oppress.
And given the hurtful history of blackface,
that's what's disgusting about it, is the fact that when they do paint their faces, they do it real dark.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's something wrong with that. Like, there's something wrong with being black. That is what
shoe polish
me.
Dark.
Yeah. And
yeah.
It's just disgusting, so...
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it makes it makes me think, too. It's like, you know, you really want to be me.
Right.
You know, you truly, deep down, you really want to be me, because you really know, and you definitely know how powerful I am,
mm-hmm.
how strong I am.
Right. And how extraordinary and beautiful we are.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And you really want to be me, but because you can't, you have to demean and belittle and continue to oppress and so forth.
Right. And make a caricature. Mm-hmm. Make a caricature out of me with these, you know, these big red lips.
Which,
you
know, not all black people have big red lips.
Like, it's absurd. Mm-hmm. It's absurd. It's so disgusting. And I want to talk about one of our gifts. Again, we have this football signed by Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay? If you go on eBay and look right now, that football is running anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to $700, but you can get it here for $500, and it should, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed for people who are Bucks fans. You know, I'm still boycotting the NFL, but But this football is here, and you can get that for a $500 pledge, a $500 pledge. And frankly, if you were to then even go sell it, you will recoup most of that, okay? So you can have a win-win situation. You can support WMNF Sunday Forum, help us meet our goal, and get you a signed autographed football. Show them that authentic certificate right there.
Authenticity.
That's right. That's right. That's right. They're on Facebook Live. You see it. You see it. So, yes.
But you can also donate $35, $50, $88, mm-hmm. $10 yep. a month. You know, whatever amount you're able to.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I mean, we'll take $10. Mm-hmm. We'll take $5. Mm-hmm. We'll take whatever it is because every little bit helps. You know, you think about, you know, they talk about Bernie Sanders and how, you know, he was able to raise so much money, even also with Barack. But what was new, kind of these small, because they're like, well, Bernie's not going to do anything. You know, he's not going to be able to do anything.
We got one line lit.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're like, he can't do anything. But what he did, a bunch of small donations, the man raised millions and funded his campaign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So small donations are relevant too. Don't think that, oh, well, I can't get the football. Listen, the football could be for somebody else. Those of you who got it, let's do it. But if those of you who don't, and let's say you want to spread it out. You know, you don't have the $100 right now or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can spread it out over 12 months. Mm-hmm. But again, you got $10, $15, you're a superstar as well. All right? Make this your first time donating if you haven't before. Remember what we got here. We have a radio station that reaches over 100 miles.
100 mile radius,
a powerful signal, okay? And you know, we have over 100, I saw this in the book that they have that kind of gives some stats of the radio station. About 100,000 people listen to this radio station in a week, about 100,000. And then, but only about 8 to 10,000 are usually given, you know? Mm-hmm. So, let's balance the burden, okay? Your little bit helps. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. I see we got a line lit.
Yes.
Let's get some line lit. I want
Please
it to
join
be
that
like,
person. Oh, join red, the person that's calling right now.
A whole slew of red.
Just red.
You know, this is a time where red is good. Usually red is bad. You know, you get your paper marked up, red. You know, if it don't got like, you know.
Except if you're in China. In China, if you have a red light, you go. And if you get a green light, you got to stop.
Really? Oh, no.
Really? That's right. Oh. Yeah.
I bet you people will go around there like basically to most of the world.
But right now, accidents. Red is good. Red is good right now.
Wow.
Red is good. Oh, we got another red.
Yes,
oh, let's get
yes,
this
yes,
red
yes.
going.
All right.
Let's get this red going. All right.
Right.
Let's get this red going. We want to see you. We want to hear from you. 813-238-8001. And look, and if you don't want to talk to anybody, you can go ahead and go online. WMNF.org. Put in your search bar on your phone. Sunday Forum, Tampa. Go to the first link you get to, which is a WMNF page. Tip jar up there on the top right. Call in there. Excuse me. Go in there online. For those of you who want to do that, for those of you who have our app, it's easy for you too as well. Go in there. Boom. Make your donation.
Yeah, two lines lit. We need a third one.
Yeah, we need a third line lit. Listen, every little bit helps. And I want to see somebody come into this radio station. I want to see somebody come in here and get on the air so we can thank you.
East. Dr. Martin Luther King Avenue, Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Junior Boulevard. Boulevard. Yes.
Yes, not Buffalo.
Not Buffalo. No.
Not Buffalo. This is Dr. Martin Luther King yes. Boulevard. I want to see some red up there.
That's MLK, very near 275.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You get off 275 at the number of exit 46 coming from 275 north, and then 45, I think it is.
And you're welcome here. You can see this state-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah.
Wonderful station.
Yeah, you can see some of the gifts we have here and think about, hey, what it is that I want to get. Again, 88.5 will get you a WMNF ball cap. Also, Last Local Radio t-shirt, men and women's baseball shirt, and also for 88.5 to get you a WMNF beverage. I mean, there's something for everybody. 20, 25 level, 35. You know, you don't only have to give. You can also get you something in return. So let's see the more red lighting up. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Let me hear from some of those regular callers we get down here. Okay?
Right. Yes, Reverend Dixon.
What's that?
Reverend Dixon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, let's hear from, you know, Terry. Let's hear from Django. Let's hear from Chris. Let's hear from, you know, we've had a lot of great people call in regularly, but even those people who call in who are new, you know, I always try to get to callers. I said this earlier. I really like to hear from you guys. My co-host will tell you. Okay, I always make it a point to try to hear from you or let you ask a question to the guest, because we all know I like to talk. So So I want to hear from you.
Yes, St. Petersburg.
Yes, St. Right. Petersburg. WMNF,
Tampa, Barrico.
Sarasota, you know?
Plant City.
Listen, Alvaro, because I always just say WMNF Tampa because that's what's legally required, and I don't always remember all of the cities, but Alvaro makes a point to say, you know, we should make sure other people know. So I always, you know, I'll ask him to let him know, and it's Valrico and not Puerto Rico.
But Puerto Rico also. Puerto Rico on
the power of the internet,
Facebook.
Right?
That's right.
Yes.
In the app. WMNF.
Yes.
Yes. Just the internet, right. Mm-hmm. But he makes a point to make sure people all over the Tampa Bay area that we reach know that we appreciate them.
Yes.
So,
we welcome your ideas.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Your ideas,
and your comments,
everything.
And everything. And again, all those people who have done announcements, listen, you were able to come on here and do that for free. For free. Okay, so we need your help now. We need your support now. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Go ahead. You going to say something, Alvaro?
No, we have one line lit up. Please join them.
Yes, yes. We had two before. I want to see all red up there. So I think on back to the blackface, we also had Gucci, okay? Yumiko.
Yeah.
Gucci put out a sweater where they pull, it's a black sweater, mm-hmm. Okay, it's a long sleeve sweater, and it has a high neck that you can pull up over your mouth. Okay. And the mouth is cut out, okay, and it's got, again, the red lips.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, people are looking at this like, WTF, okay, what is this? And then they come out with this apology. But Alvaro, let me tell you what I think.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of that.
Yeah. I think they do this stuff on purpose. I think this gives them publicity.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of deliberate outrage. I don't buy your apology. You know what's going to happen when you do that. It's not like somebody just makes a sweater and gives it to Gucci and then, you know, nobody's checking. That thing is going through layers. Mm-hmm. The ad is going to, I mean, they got all kinds of untold, probably, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So multiple people saw this. And I think it's back to this notion you were talking, Yumiko, about the exaggeration of the blackface. Mm-hmm. And Lo was talking about kind of the desire to hurt.
Yes. Stereotype.
There seems to be this obsessive sociopathic desire to hurt us, to hurt our people.
Right.
Okay? And that is completely unacceptable. But so that's why the narrative, though, on blackface is going to change, because we've had so many people who I think are going to be sweating. Okay? 813-238-8001. Let's see those lines light up. 813-238-8001. You are listening to the Sunday Forum of Kyle Wright and the Fourth Estate on 88.5. And this is one of three times. Listen, 52 weeks out of the year, okay, we have radio shows. 49. We just, you know, regular straight show, okay? Only three times a year, we ask you to support us. You know, Lo, I don't know if this happened to you or you, Yumiko, or I'm not sure what anyone, or I know what your religious background is, but I used to not want to get up for church on Sunday, okay? I used to be in the bed, my mom called, I'd be like, oh, and what would she say? 6 days of the week, right? You do what you want to do, but this day, you give to God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, even as a young person, even as a 12-year-old, you know, that made sense to me. You know, like, okay, I got the rest of the week to do what I want to do. And for these couple of hours, you know, I'm going to get my behind out of bed, okay? And listen, you seen that clip of that little boy when he was like, there's a clip of a little boy, maybe we should find it. There's a clip of a little boy, it was like Easter, he had to do his Easter speech.
Yeah.
And his Easter speech was, I'm tired of this church.
And I understand.
His Easter speech was, I'm tired of this church. 813-238-8001. And somebody was like, that's your Easter speech?
All his memorization.
That's your Easter speech? And there was like, somebody was like, good job. It was hilarious. It's like, I see more lines lighting up. That's right.
Yes,
that's
two lines lit. Two lines lit right now.
Let me see some more red. Or you can go online if you don't want to talk to nobody. Mm-hmm. That's how I would be, quite frankly. You know, I would just go online and give you my money and go about my business. Listen, you can. This will take like 2 minutes. You know
that's
how
the way young people do it.
Yeah. You know how it is when you go online.
That's old people. We got to dial a phone.
Okay. You know how I haven't read this one yet. Okay. You know how it is when we go online and you just, you know, knock it out to, mm-hmm. I've said I've given Amazon, I don't know how many untold thousands of dollars, because it's just so easy to go online, quick, easy, mm-hmm. done. So you can go make your donation there, or you can call us at 813-238-8001. Yeah, right. Secure donation. We're not putting your money out into the ether, okay? Mm-hmm. Nope. And you can go to WMNF.org. It's probably easier, actually, go in your search bar and just put Sunday Forum Tampa. Our page comes right up. It's the first result. And you go to the tip jar, click on there, and give us your donation. So we have another donation. We have another superstar that we need to hear from. And this is from Sister, and it said first name only, so I don't know. That might be my sister. So anyway, $60 donation and wanted for swag, the last local radio socks.
All right.
Thank you, sister.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So this might just be a sister, because my sister put her name all on the Facebook there. So so let's hear another superstar we got here.
You can change the world. You're a superstar.
Three lines. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. 813-238-8001 to give a donation. Now, don't be calling here. I mean, listen, we want to hear you commenting next week. Next week, we'll get back to your comments. So right now, call in and support this radio station. And I want to say thank you to all of our phone answers we got right there. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw all those emails going out. Listen, I didn't actually technically sign up. I just said I'm just going to stay after my show and work a shift there. But
a lot of people from the Urban Cafe.
So we got Amy A, we got Tina Marie, we got Jamal, we got Joe Remo, we got Joshua Rivers, Claire May, and Katarina we have back there. So thank you guys very much.
We got Rob in there, too.
Well, we got Rob in there, too. Okay, yeah.
And my belly.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. And we got another donation.
And I've seen DT around, too.
Yeah. We got Angela Tucker. Her donation is $50, and she is...
All right, Angela.
Thank you.
Angela is a friend of mine. She says she's supporting her friend. I appreciate you. Sister, if you remember, Angela was on the veteran show.
Yeah. Okay, definitely. Yes. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she was on the veteran show, and she was all, you know, you don't notice, Angela, but Lo had compliments for you when you were on here. Just a lot of great information.
Well,
so I didn't think about that until just now. But anyway, because that's the kind of good friend I am. But anyway, thank you very much for your $50 donation. We got another superstar.
You can change the world. You're a superstar. You can change the world. You're a superstar.
Okay, here we go. First two.
All right. Listen, we got a lot of great gifts to give you, no matter how much you pledge. Listen, for those of you who got it, there's somebody out there that got $1,000. There's somebody out there who got $1,000 to give us. I know there is, all right? You can help give for those who can't give, okay? Who may just can't swing it. So we want to hear from you. So far, we raised $775. We need $2,200 more. Listen, we should be able to make that happen. We got another 40-something minutes. Let me hear from you. Great to have heard already from all these great listeners who have donated, but we want to hear from you. I want to see those lines lighting up. I want to see more red. I want to see you guys come down to the station. Mm-hmm. You do not get what you get here anywhere else.
238-8001.
813-238-8001. Or, yeah, another line
lit
up. We
have two lines lit.
Yes. Right. Let's do it. Let's see. I want to see nothing but red. You know, we put our heart and soul to this. And listen, you guys might not know this, but we all do this for free. Okay? We all do this for free. We all volunteer here for free. And let me tell you something. You know, I produce these shows, and it takes a lot of time to do so. It takes a lot of time to research, find guests. You know, when you guys give us ideas or whatever, it has to be organized. Somebody has to call. Somebody has to make sure people understand. We give briefs beforehand. I have a pre-show meeting. We have a post-show meeting. All of this to bring you the best. Because listen, I'm not going to do anything half-assed.
I know that's
okay?
Right.
I'm not going to do anything halfway. You're going to get the best. You might not agree, okay? But you're not going to be able to say that the Fourth Estate and Kaya Wright are not giving you premium information, giving you information you haven't heard before, doing our research. I do have our book list together. I sent it to my co-host to see what they needed to add, but I did get the book list together, so I'm going to give you that too. But you got to support us as we support you. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. We don't want to give anybody an excuse to talk about, you know, there's a saying I used to have for young folks when I would go talk to them, but this was something that guided my life. When I was a youngster, and it's you know, you should make it hard for people to tell you no. Okay, people are going to tell you no sometimes. Mm-hmm. Okay, but even as a youngster, you want to go to a party or something. If you know your room is supposed to be clean, if you know you're supposed to have the dishes done or whatever, make it hard for your parents to tell you no. You might still get told no, but you should make it hard. When you're going for a job, you want to make sure you look the part. You want to make sure you have your qualifications. When you're in school, you're working hard. You want to get into that school. You're not going to get accepted by every school, but you're going to do everything you can to make it hard for them to tell you no. Your grades are going to be straight. Mm-hmm. Your community service is going to be straight. Okay? We see, you know, I love talking about Kaepernick. Kaepernick being blackballed. You know, he did everything right. And so, again, sometimes things are going to happen that you can't control. Racism exists, sexism exists, etc. But there are things you can't control. And those things you can't control, you should control. And you should make it hard for people to tell you no. And that way, when they tell you no, you can look at, well, at least it's not my objective criteria. It's not the objective things that you can look at. So to that end, there's a goal that they set for the show, and we need to meet it. Okay? There's a goal set for the show. We need to meet it. $3,000. All right? So, and what you're getting for that is a great deal. You don't get to hear, again, a bunch of commercials. We're independent. We let you come on here and make your announcements. All right? And for those of you who got it, help support those who don't. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Or if you like me, just go online, WMNF.org. Put Sunday Forum inside your search bar so you can go straight to the page. Boom, tip jar, make your donation. Okay? So
all lines are open right now.
Yes. We just had all lines open. We had a couple of reds there. Let's see more red. And again, you still got time to come down to the station. About 40 minutes left to go in the show. So come on down here and make your donation as we do our only three times a year we ask you for anything. Okay, at least, you know, for the whole show. Because if we don't meet our goal, which I'm confident we're going to be able to do so, but, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit more for the next couple of weeks because we want to get there. I don't like to not meet a goal, you know. And I know that we, you know, sometimes don't or whatever, but that doesn't mean that I like that.
Right.
You know,
right.
You always want to achieve a goal. Okay, so
it's a high goal, but it's also the station having confidence in us.
Yes, know? Yes.
And confidence in the audience.
Yes.
That the audience will support the show.
Yes, and you guys know, I mean, I remember after that show, we had a show, it was when we were talking about Pelosi, and she was on Joy Reid, and she was talking that nonsense about all
every
lives
time
matter.
She talks, she talks nonsense. Every time.
Yeah, so okay, so let me specify the time for Alvaro when she's on Joy Reid. Mm-hmm. And we had another programmer come in after the show, you remember?
Yeah, I remember him.
And he came in, and I wasn't sure who this guy was because his show was over. And, you know, and I was like, you know, and he was like, well, you know, as a white man, and I was thinking, oh, here we go. Here we go with some All Lives Matter. Because, you know, he started off like, you remember, right? Alvaro, and ended up, and he told me he's a programmer here. And, you know, he was talking about how much he loved the show. Mm-hmm. And actually, he was like, you know, why are you on now? Like, you need to be on at another time where more people can kind of hear.
Time. But,
Yeah, but I really appreciated that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that even though, again, people are like, wow, she's saying that. I can back up what I say, and I'm willing to engage you, but you got to come with your facts. Not like old boy a couple of weeks ago coming here talking about he's going to get famous but didn't have his facts straight. Remember?
Yeah.
So 813-238-8001. Now, we got a bunch of pledges in, and I want to see those lines lighting up. We got another 37 minutes to go. And I want to make sure we meet our goal.
All lines are open. You can call right now.
Yes. So we have, and I'm just going to read because we got the thing about four of them. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go through all of them, and then we're going to, you know, again, being a superstar, we're going to play that. So, Lo, why don't you go ahead and hit yours?
Yeah, let me hit mine. Here we go. So Clay Coulson, appreciate you so much.
All right, Clay.
Yeah, thank you, definitely. Clay. He made some comments. He said, Clay... Clay has said that, thank you for taking my calls, one. I challenge all callers to the show to contribute. Thank you for that. And then he also states that there is only one race, the human race. Peace to all people. Please have Kaya read this, of course. So Lowe's reading it, but we do thank you for that.
All right. Oh, yeah, you wanted me. Okay.
It's a $100 amount.
Okay, all thank right. you very much, Clay. Right. Thank you very much. And so let me read it, because this is what Clay said. Clay would like to say, thank you for taking my call. I challenge all callers to the show to contribute. And that's a good point there. Clearly, you're interested in the show, even if you don't agree. So you got to help us keep on, okay? And there is only one race, the human race. Okay, you know, I believe that that's just all lives matter, but okay, he wanted the words to come out of my mouth. And peace to all, please, and have Kyrie's, you slick. All right. But also a superstar, Clay Coulson. Great to have you donate to the show.
It's appreciate nice that Kyle read it also.
Yes. I wanted to honor his request.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted to honor his request. So we also have another $100 donation Orlando Ortiz.
All right, Orlando.
Yes. Orlando. So thank you very much for your donation of $100. We're racking them up. Let's get those lines going. 813-238-8001. Or go online, WMNF. Put Sunday Forum in the search bar. Boom. Go there and make your tip donation so we can reach our goal of $3,000.
Right. All lines are open right now.
Yes. We want to see some red lighting up. We want to see some red light. Call in. 813-238-8001. This is James Ransom. And he got a $75 donation.
All right, James.
Yes, thank you. He's one of the co-founders of this show. Okay, along with Otis Anthony. I remember when he was on here for Toba. Yeah, he's the Toba guy. He's proud of you all and the issues and conversation is relevant. Continue to do the great work you are doing.
Appreciate
thank
that.
You very much. Definitely. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For
thank
that.
You.
That is awesome. Thank you for your awesome donation there, James. Mm-hmm. So listen, let's get those lines lit up. 813-238-8001. We're going to hit a quick break here soon. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what you have to say. And the only way we can do that is if we keep this radio station and keep this radio show going. They have an overall $250,000 goal. They divide things up between each of the shows. And our goal is $3,000, and I want to meet my goal.
And the people year after year continue to support Marathon, or fundraiser after fundraiser continue to support. We continue to make our goal. Sometimes we're short, you know, right then, but within a few days afterwards, we make it.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't. But listen, I don't want that to be the case this time.
Right.
I want us to make it, okay? 813-238-8001, because, you know, the lights have to stay on some kind of way.
Your call is critical. Right now, your call is critical. All lines are open.
Yes, 813-238-8001. You know, we give you a great voice to talk here. And it's time for you to please support us. And I want to, again, come down to the station. I'll meet you guys in person. Let's do it. And for those of you like, oh, again, I've never given before, first time for everything. All right? So make us your first radio donation.
Could be $10, could be $20, could be $35.
It could be, and listen, we got, again,
could
great
be $5
gifts for
a
you.
Month.
Some people have gotten the socks already. You know, we got this football here, again, signed
these
by James
caps.
Winston.
The baseball caps.
Those of you who.
Alvaro wears that quite often.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
I mean, you know,
nice.
A lot of people, you know, like to wear caps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Sometimes in the winter, sometimes we need them. Some of us need them.
You know, where there's a
I do.
There's a hair follicle dearth.
Yeah.
There's a hair follicle dearth. So definitely looking forward to giving you guys that. So there's a lot of great gifts.
Ladies don't have to worry about that too much.
Well, it still looks good.
It still looks good.
You know, we don't have the. That's what I call it. It's male pattern baldness. But I mean, that's the name of it. You know, I mean, because it tends to happen more so in males. But listen, get you. A gift, get you some Caribbean Cruise Music Fest tickets. I was going to tell my RBG story. Okay, it's my Ruth Bader Ginsburg story. We're going to save that until after the break. Okay, we're going to take us a quick break. I don't know if they have anything on the sheets, actually, for us to do today, or is it just the drive?
Yeah, I think it's just the drive.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... So we're going to take a quick break here, and as always with the break, we are going to hear some neo soul, because I want to make sure we get that. Yes, but please call us at 813-238-8001 so we can hear from you. But this is a jam. 813-238-8001. Let's do it.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Yes, let's get that mic on. Welcome back. So just a little sample of the kinds of music that we'll play, as well as getting into, you know, we're a new show. Okay, so that's mainly what we do. But I love music, so I always try to play a cut or two when we go into our breaks. So again, oh, I saw a line. Look, it was about to light up. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. We've raised $1,100. So thank you guys all for that.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. And I actually didn't play the superstar for those guys. So let's do that for Clay and O's. You can change the world. You're a superstar. All right, for all of you who just gave, wanted to be sure I play that for you. So listen, again, we've raised $1,100 and we need $1,900 to go. We got about 30 minutes, okay? So let's make that happen. I want to see those lines lighting up. Oh, get look at there. Line lighting up, exactly. Want to see more of that?
Yes, please join them.
Yes, WMNF.org. Again, go in the search bar, put Sunday Forum Tampa tip jar. You can make your donation that way. If you don't want to talk to anybody, you can ask for your gift there. And we still have this football. This is a Jameis Winston signed autographed Bucks football. Okay? If you paid $500 for it, you put it on your credit card, you sell the thing, you basically get your money back. Okay? And you should actually keep it, so hopefully it'll go up in value. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston, authentic NFL football right here, the Sunday Forum, and thank the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for actually donating to us, by the way, donating that to us. And when we're doing our racism in forum, you know, racism in sports forum, excuse me, they weren't able to send a player, even though there's 53 on the roster. But they were able to, and they're right here in Tampa, but they were able to give us actually two footballs. So we actually really do appreciate the Tampa Bay Bucks for doing that for us. So, again, we want to hear from you, 813-238. I want to see more of those lines lighting up. So just a little bit more about some things that have been happening. There are two more topics I want to get to during this broadcast. So the first one is going to be, since we were just talking about Nancy Pelosi, Alvaro, you know, her Venezuela comments. So I want to say on the 8th, so that would have been Friday, she put out a statement on Venezuela. Okay, she put out a statement on Venezuela. So the statement is nonsense. Okay, and you know, we talked about Venezuela in depth a couple of shows ago. I think it was about the 27th. We talked about that in depth because right after the Martin Luther King show, and you know, and it's very interesting to see the party that holds itself out as the one that's okay, we're not for war and we're not for that. But what you find is that
it's the opposite.
It is. And it's really about the money, the interest, etc. Both Republicans and Democrats. This one, I don't get mixed up in that. I don't get mixed up. I don't care about your political affiliation. I don't care. I care about what you do. I care about your actions. And this all-out gangsterism that we are seeing here, okay, that is being supported. But you did have that. I think it was the Italian prime minister or somebody was like, no.
Right.
You know, he was like, nope. You know, I'm not going to support this nonsense. So you do have some world leaders of some prominent countries who are like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know, you are trying to, again, you wouldn't like it if somebody come try to do this to you. We're already upset about the meddling that Russia did, even though the assessment is that it didn't affect the election. You're still upset about them meddling. And you're not, this is beyond just meddling in an election. This is supporting a whole coup.
So in fact, the United States called for a meeting of the Organization of American States, hoping to get support for the coup leader that they have placed out there in front, and they lost in the Organization of American States, which they control. They also then called a meeting of the UN Security Council, and they lost there too.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Most countries supported Nicolas Maduro in the OAS and at the UN Security Council, as the legitimate president of the country. You know, against Trump,
that.
Against Pelosi, against all of these people wanting to, and against all this propaganda that campaign. All we heard was Guaido, Guaido, Guaido. Well, it's not that way. It's not that way. It's not the way it makes it seem. They make it seem in the news.
Yeah, 813-238-8001.
This whole humanitarian thing that they're trying to
bootstrap
put out and it seems like, wow, how are they going to get out of this one? They're going to force this kind of stuff, and the people really need it. I mean, are they really concerned about humanitarian issues? I mean, Khashoggi? I mean, Yemen? Iraq?
Nope.
Syria?
Nope.
Libya?
It's a smoke screen.
It's a smoke screen. With $20 million is what they're offering.
That's not even a lot of money.
How much are they stealing? Some $10 billion. $10 billion. The U.S. blocading Venezuelan oil reserves and station, CITGO. $1.2 by England in gold, and $1.5 by Belgium in gold. That's the at least in the surface. Uh-huh. That is what has come out. Much more is being blockaded. The United States is not allowing the movement of dollars that belong to Venezuela back into the country.
But they're giving them $20 million.
And they're trying to steal $10 billion.
That's what I'm saying.
$10 million is a smokescreen.
Yeah, yeah. And not only with the money, but also just in the way in which they're conducting themselves.
Yeah.
While they want to tell other countries what they can't do. Okay. 813-238-8001. Call in and donate to the show. But this is the kind of information that you get here that you're not going to get. I actually heard on somewhere else, okay, I'm not going to say where, but people who are not doing the research, and you remember during that show, people called in and talked about how you're not getting the real information. Hey, Julie, you're not getting the real information about what's going on down there. But we have people like Alvaro who does his research, who knows what's going on, and you get that alternative view here on the Sunday Forum, okay? When it comes to what's going on in the world, when you hear about South Africa, not some white genocide, okay, but from people who know, from Alan Malengo, who we had on here. When you're talking about the criminal justice reform, we had Andrew Warren on here, okay? We were talking about literary forum. We're talking about small business forum. We went to the Small Business Development Center. I had to get in contact with that office multiple times, calling multiple times to ensure we got somebody from there to empower people who want to have black business, who want to have businesses, black people who want to have businesses and have the economic independence. So I ran them down until finally Eileen Rodriguez came on here and did an excellent job. So we do great things on this show, and we need to keep it going. 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org. Go to WMNF.org. Type into the search bar, Sunday Forum Tampa. Again, you ain't got to talk to me. I want to see those lines lighting up, and I want somebody to come in here. I want to get somebody on the air in here. And thank you for donating to keep this great radio show going.
We love
our listeners. We love you. I always make a point to try to get you guys on the air to the point where somebody tell me I let y'all talk too much. I put y'all on too much. I said I like to connect with our listeners, all right? But please support us.
Your ideas are critical.
Yes. We need to support you. We need
your
support.
Now your financial support is critical.
Yes.
That's 813-238-8001.
Yes, and we need Alvaro to get those. I know we got to get those live ones in. But let me get these pledges out. So we've had some people who have given, and I want to thank you. First, we had Eli Blyden, who gave $50.
All right.
Eli, so
thank
great
you,
to
Eli.
Hear from you, and thank you very much for that. If you remember, Eli was on our literary forum. Remember when we had it with the publishers and everything?
Right.
Yeah, Eli was one of the publishers. So great to see him.
Right. And great to see people in the publishing business.
Yes.
The literary business.
Yes. And I forgot to read his comment. Eli, the book guy, says, thank you all for the real. That's right. Thank you for broadcasting the real deal. That's right. That's what we do on here. Broadcast the real deal. So thank you very much for that. And then we also have a $25 donation from Rosie Ramlakhan.
All right.
Great to see you. My little nephew, Terry, this is Terrell, this is mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
Family
Rosie Ramlakhan, that's right. We're his their father, his name is Rajesh. We're like, he's like my brother from another mother. Okay, so we're just real close to that family. So yeah. I consider their kids my nieces and nephews. So great. Thank you very much. Thank you for a great show, Kaya, is her comment. That's awesome. That's awesome. Rosie Ramakan.
So, all lines are open.
Yes, yes.
Let's 813-238-8001.
Let's get some more calls in. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. And, you know, but let me play this right here because you guys are superstars. So let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's get the DJ computer up there. Okay. Okay, I want to hear Superstar. Here we go. I see the phone.
You can change the world. You're a superstar. You can change the world.
Change the world.
You're a superstar.
Okay, here we go. Verse 2.
All right. Go ahead, Lo, and hit those live reads we got.
All right, I'm going to throw it to Yumiko first. Shut it down.
All right, support for WMNF comes from our members at the Stress Center. Direct from Havana, Cuban music, dancers assemble as the Havana, Cuba All-Stars who get the audience out to their seats and revealing in the aisles. The Havana, Cuba All-Star perform February the 27th and information at StressCenter.org. And support for WMNF comes from our members and Goodwill. The annual book drive for Goodwill's childhood literacy program, Bookworks, is now underway. Donations of children's books labeled for Bookworks will be accepted at any Goodwill store or donation site now through March the 15th. Goodwill will make sure they are given to children who may not otherwise have books of their own. More at goodwill-suncoast.org.
I love your voice, Yumiko.
Yeah, I tell you, she's got a great reading voice.
You know what? I want her to go first so she can challenge me.
She's also a singer. She's also a singer. So.
That too. Yeah, awesome. Awesome voice. So support for WNF comes from our members and the Florida Audio Expo. February 8th through the 10th, the expo features high-end audio gear, demonstrations from renowned brands. You can bring your vinyl for a personal demo. The expo is open to the public and held at the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Tampa. More at FloridaAudioExpo.com. Support for WMNF comes from our members and Weinberg Village Assisted Living Residences. Situated on 21 acres neighboring the Jewish Community Center and Preschool, provides a multi-generational experience, progressive and personalized care services, rehabilitation services, kosher dining tailored to nutritional needs, all in an environment sensitive to Jewish culture and values. More at 813-969-1818 or WeinbergVillage.com. Now back to Kaya Wright.
All right. Kaya Wright and the Fourth Estate, 813-238-8001. I don't see those lines lit up.
Right,
I want to see that.
We need one line lit up.
Yes. Call us in at 813-238-8001. Or if you do not feel like going to the phone, then go online to WMNF.org. Put in your search bar, Sunday Forum, Tampa. Okay? Or you can put WMNF Sunday Forum, but you can get to us. You can even put Sunday and WMNF. Either way, you're going to get to our page, okay, where you can go up there, go to the tip jar, and make a donation. And I just got a text from someone asking how to get the football. Let me tell you how to get the football. $500 pledge, okay? The football is worth at least $200, and again, I've seen up to $700. Okay? So you can actually probably make money on this, okay? Mm-hmm. So for those of you who got the $500, you got to credit card,
right.
Okay? All right? You can go ahead and get this football autographed by Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, who is the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And again, thank the Tampa Bay Buccaneers once again.
You hold it for a year or two, you've been making a couple thousand.
Yeah. I mean, this is an investment. You can, listen, you didn't know that you could listen to the Sunday Forum and also do some investing at the same time. Okay? So, you
guys. We're providing it all to them, aren't we?
We get them everything.
This is what people do with art. You know, they buy a piece of art, wait a couple of years, and then people take it from their hands.
Absolutely. That's how it goes. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. All right. So we have another donation that has come in from the tip jar. It is for $50. It is for somebody named Eric, and I'm not sure who this is, but he's...
Eric?
Yes, actually, I know who this is, but it's just Eric. Okay, I got... It says, Kaya needs more airtime. Okay, you got jokes.
So that's the inside joke. Gotcha.
No, he's just being funny, saying I talk a lot. It's funny. I talk like, listen, this is the Sunday Forum hosted by Kaya Wright and the Fourth Estate. Okay, did you notice the Kaya Wright in there? I'm just the interim host, right? Because remember, this is actually Walter's show. But I'm holding it down for him while he runs for city council for District 1. But I'm holding it down for him. So, listen, you guys got to make sure we keep this show going. But thank you very much, Eric. And you know
thank
what?
Thank you, Eric.
I'm going to tell you that you are still a superstar, even though you are being a smart aleck. But, you know, I still love you. You're a superstar. Okay. Hey, and Alvaro wanted to make an announcement real quickly. Go ahead.
Yes, the Arab American Community Center of Florida will be holding a festival at Waterworks Park. That is 1710 Highland Avenue, Tampa, near the Armature. And it's going to be Sunday, February 17th. And then you're going to have food, culture, music, family fun, kids fun. There are several parks there for children, kinds of wonderful activities right next or very near the river. It's safe, but it's near the river, so a wonderful
sight. You're not going to fall in.
Right. No, the park is very safe, very well cared for.
Okay. It's
a lot of activities for kids and for adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's Sunday, February 17th, from 10 a.m. on, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a week from today. So listen, those are the kinds of things you can get read on here. You got
it's actually 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, if you have a community announcement, you can read on here. We look just like that. Get on here for free. Okay, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't be able to do that at a commercial radio station.
That's right.
Okay, you would have to pay for that. But we do that for free. So now, supporters, I see one line lit up. Let's get some more lines lit up. And guess what? So I got a text about how to get the football, and then I just got a note that the football is gone. The football
is gone. Oh, wow, that's great.
The football is gone.
Yay.
Yes. $500 pledge. Let's see what we got here. So we got Angela Tucker again with Angela wants her football. When you gals meet up next, and you are destined for success. Okay,
that's right.
Okay,
Angela.
All right. Thank you. You know, it's actually good having a bunch of lawyer friends.
Yes, she's solid. That's solid right there.
Yes. All right. But yes, that football is great. But that's an investment. See, somebody else should have got it. I mean, I'm glad she got it. But this is what we bring you here. She's gonna make big money on that football, you know? And let's say the Bucks go to the Super Bowl, and don't say, you know, it can't happen, because one, they've been there before and won, okay? And nobody would have thought that Jared Goff was going to be in the Super Bowl either with the Los Angeles Rams, but there he was, okay? But there he was. So let's hear it. Let's hear from you guys. 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001. And you can spread your payments out. You can spread your payments out over 12 months. And it doesn't have to be a whole lot of money. That was a great $500 pledge. And, you know, let's definitely get the superstar. And, you know, you're going to be a double star. You already had the superstar the first time, but you're going to be a superstar again.
You can change the world. You're a superstar.
So it's interesting that a lot of the support has been, it seems like, by a lot of young people, because he has come through online. Mm-hmm. No, we've seen the lights lit up, and right now we have two lines lit.
Yes, Les, yes.
But it seems like people are going through online.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we'll take the money either way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we like to see the lines lit up, and I want you to come in here. So, I mean, I want to meet some of y'all, actually.
Shake your hand.
And shake your hand. You know, appreciate the support.
Yeah.
I know we've had a lot of folks. And could you go actually check the Facebook comments and see what we got there? And make sure we talk about them, because, you know, we always go through your comments as well. But I really, really appreciate all you guys have done so far. We have raised about $1,600, and we need $1,400 more. We got 12 minutes to go. We want to reach our goal. 238-813-238-8001. Two lines lit. Let's get some more lines lit, or go online, WMNF.org.
Yes. We're in the last stretch,
the home stretch, WMNF.org. Put into your search bar, Tampa, Sunday form, go straight to the page, okay? And make your donation. Make your donation. I want to hear from you all. I want to hear from you all. You get great information here. You get great information here on the Sunday form. And we got another donation here from, so we got a donation here. This is for Andrea Ramlakhan, who is 14.
All right, okay. Andrea.
Andrea, this is my niece, so from yesterday. So great. So I know she probably bugged her mom and said she wanted to donate. And it's good when young people care. And when I talk to their parents or whatever, or we all go out, they'll bring up things on the show. They're listening. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, yeah, I remember when Kyle was talking to so-and-so or whatever, and I was actually talking to my nephew. We went to dinner after the event, and it was something he said at some point. It was about colorblind, and I was talking, you know, how I was talking about how that colorblind is nonsense, and, you know, back to the human race, but the whole, how it really really diminishes who we are, in the sense that in order to treat me equally, you have to pretend like you don't see my color. Mm-hmm. Okay, which is ridiculous. Right. You need to see my color and love who I am. Mm-hmm. And just not treat me differently as a result of it. Okay. Right. And so he was talking about, he was somewhere, and somebody said that, and he was like, yeah, and I told him, blah, blah. He said, you know, you think I don't be listening? He's 19. He said, you think I don't be listening? But I'm listening. I'm like, right. Okay. He's like, I'm listening, Auntie. I'm like, okay. So great job there, Terrell.
Great job.
And Andrea, thank you very much for your donation. You are a superstar, so let's hear that for you.
You can change the world. You're a superstar.
Now we got about 9 minutes to go, and you know I saw the commercial, one of the Potato Idaho commercials had that song. It's like, we got a long way to go, but a short time to get there.
Yes.
All right. So
so we need your help. We need your help right now.
Yes.
All lines are open.
813-238.
We don't have a single one lit up.
8001. We got about 9 minutes. Let's make this happen. Remember, this is your local radio. This is last local radio. Not the last local radio station, but last local radio. We
are
here for you.
Yeah,
because
all of them are broadcasting, rebroadcasting.
Yeah, know? Yeah. But you get to call in here and talk to us. You get to email in here and talk to us. You get the text in here and talk to us, and we'll read some of those on the air. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll read some. Do we have anything on Facebook we want to read?
No,
nothing. Okay, yeah. All right. But I see you folks there. But thank you guys for continuing to share it, like it, and you know, continue to support the Sunday Forum.
Other radio stations, you go to them, and all you see is a security guard and a machine, a hard drive airing stuff or rebroadcasting stuff. Right here, you see people.
Right.
Yes,
this is 24 hours live.
Yes,
24/7. That's
yep.
Right.
Yes, yeah. And one thing I wanted to play before we go, because we got only about 8 minutes, but. So, you know, we talked about the Super Bowl, and we talked about the kneeling and everything. Record low ratings for the Super Bowl, okay, which was good, because there was a lot of information about boycotting, which was awesome. I'm glad it was boycotted. And there were a couple of live boycotts that were happening. Rihanna was on the plane, and there was somebody watching the video, so she got on her Instagram and was, like, shading them for watching during the Super Bowl. So that was hilarious. Ava DuVernay, though, she tweeted a really great tweet. And she tweeted an awesome poem by a young lady named Hannah Drake. And Hannah wrote the poem actually about a year or so ago, talking about Kaepernick. And again, this is the kind of great information you're going to get. But listen to this very powerful poem here on the Sunday Forum. And this is Hannah Drake, and this is her poem about the NFL and what is being done to players like Kaepernick.
All you had to do was throw the ball, boy. We can sell this auction block well, didn't we, boy? You didn't know you were on sale, boy? Didn't we tell you to just run, boy? Entertain us, boy. Win championships for us, boy. Stay in your place, boy. Don't you dare get these black men riled up, boy. Didn't we pay you enough, boy? Why can't you just be satisfied, boy? Stand up and salute this flag, boy. Honor your allegiance to the system, boy. Didn't we give you enough money to entice you, boy? How dare you reject your master, boy? Didn't you like your name in lights, boy? Didn't we stroke your ego, boy? All you needed to do was play the game, boy. Keep dancing for us on Monday night, boy. Make us rich, boy. We don't care if you get hurt, boy. Our job is to break bucks. thoughts like you, boy. Didn't you know boys like you come a dime a dozen, boy? We can replace you with no thought, boy. Make sure our new boy is a control boy. Thought you knew we didn't trust Negroes to be quarterbacks anyways, boy. We did you a favor, boy. How dare you turn your back on us, boy? If you are kneeling, it will be before us, boy. Ain't this game your god, boy? Don't you see how everyone else bows down before us, boy? Don't you know what we do to Negroes like you, boy? You see, back in the day, we let Negroes like you sway in trees, boy. Make an example out of you, boy. So other stay in their place, boy. Don't you smell that strange fruit in the air, boy? You see, all you had to do was just shut up, boy. We ain't gotta kill you, boy. All we gotta do is just silence you, boy.
Mm. Powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful poem. This is the kind of information and the kind of media and the kind of analysis you get here on the Sunday Forum, 813-238-8001. Call and show your support. Call and show your support. Want to see those lines lit up? We got about 5 more minutes. Also, if you don't feel like talking, go online to the tip jar, okay? Again, that's what I would do.
238-8001.
Did I say
813. No, you said
yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, all right. I say, did I say 239? I was like, I'm not going to say 239. And I said, okay, but we got another donation. We got a donation from Vanessa Pitts.
Vanessa Pitts,
thank you very much. Her donation of $20. Listen, every little bit counts. Yes. Every little bit counts. So you're a superstar.
All you had to do was
So let me tell you, I really appreciate every little bit. Every little bit that we get.
You get.
All right. So, you know, that was a great, great, great poem by Hannah Drake. Again, it was tweeted by Ava DuVernay, of course, the filmmaker who made Selma, among other things, and you know, did an excellent job. So we need $1,350 to reach our goal, 813-238-8001. We got about 4 minutes left, so let's finish strong.
It was an excellent film.
Yes. Selma was an excellent film. And so she tweeted that poem talking about how she was going to be boycotting the Super Bowl in support of Kaepernick. So I thought that was actually some pretty good karma that, you know, with all the controversy, but they're going to continue to do that. When you treat people badly because of racism, there can be consequences. And we had a situation, actually, the young man at the event, Joshua, he plays lacrosse. I remember their last name, but he plays lacrosse. He's a young brother. He's 15 years old, and they were calling him the N-word on the team. He went to the coach didn't do anything, and you know, one of the things
just told him to play.
Basically shut up and dribble. You notice that's a theme when it comes to us, especially when we talk about, now if you're talking about what they want to talk about, they didn't tell Kanye to shut up and keep making music when he was talking about, you know, MAGA, when he was, you know,
because he acts like he's white anyway.
He has a whole bunch of other issues, but when he was saying what they wanted him to say, it was fine. But when you don't say what, especially when you challenge racism, shut up and dribble. Like Laura Ingraham told LeBron, you know, shut up and play, like in that poem from Hannah Drake.
Yeah.
You know, the young man, he's 15 years old. He's a young boy. He's getting that message. Shut up and dribble. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's the same
early
thing.
You know, and that happens at any age. So as far as what happened at the panel, also as far as we have to make sure that we are educating and arming our young ones as well with the knowledge, so they can go out there and they can better deal with this type of racism and oppression that goes on.
Absolutely. And we got another donation. We got a $25 donation in from a Jarvis.
And that is cash, right?
Yes, that is cash. You know,
it's like looking somebody at came
cash
in here
money.
And
yes. So it says, Jarvis says hello and made his donation. He will catch up with you all another time. Thank you very much,
right, Jarvis.
Thank you very much, Jarvis.
$25. Thank you.
$25. He is a superstar indeed. I don't get, my mouse is not moving here. We got the DJ computer on. Oh yeah, help me out here.
Yeah.
Help me out, sound man. All right. All right. we're about to wrap up, and we got a from the previous call, there was another message that says, thank you for being so empowering. Listen, you're welcome. You're welcome. We love to do what we do here. The Sunday Forum is about having those uncomfortable conversations and making sure that we speak truth to power. I want to do what I can to eradicate systemic racism, but not in a traditional way, not by begging white people to do a certain thing or whatever. I want to empower our people, but we can all be a part of that goal, right? We can all be part of that goal. It's about information. It's about knowledge. It's about consciousness raising. It's about all of that. So I want to thank you all for everything that you do. We got a line that's lit up. That's right. Let's do it.
Yes.
You know, on the way out, 813-238-8001. You know, you can still get it in, or you can go online. You can still go do give to our show, Sunday Forum in a search bar, tip jar, make it happen.
WMNF Tampa.
Bye-bye.
WMNF Tampa.